Maybe you want to switch jobs. Maybe you'd like to start your own business. Maybe you'd like to leave your marriage. Scary stuff. Some of the voices could look like, I am not enough. I am not pretty enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not worthy enough. Who am I to go and start a business? Who am I to find love again? Who am I to create new friendships? You have a choice. If you want to keep believing these things about yourself, or if you want to change it. And the only thing that is true is what you believe to be true.
We close our eyes and we welcome our guests who have come from so far away to be here and to help our listeners to go into the new year with so much light, love, expansive thoughts, and just joyful possibilities about the new year ahead. It's just what we need at this time of the year. Thank you.
Ja, välkomna till detta första nyårsavsnitt i en liten serie av Hälsorevolutionen där vi ska manifestera det bästa året 2024, för oss alla. Jag heter Carina Lundstedt och är förläggare, författare och producent, och jag sitter ju här med Maria Borelius. Hej Maria!
Hej! Ja, vi är ju så tacksamma för alla ni som lyssnar på oss och som vi är i dialog med. Och Carina och jag kände att vi ville bjuda er på det bästa vi vet och det som verktyg som fungerar för oss. Så vi har glädjen att från New York welcome you, Maria Concha, the manifesting ninja.
Hello, hello, thank you. Thank you for having me.
And you're here with your cousin today. Hello. Hello. Hello, you've come with your cousin.
Yes.
Kelly. Welcome.
Welcome, Kelly. What are your thoughts about Stockholm?
It's so clean here. And just, it's really beautiful.
This is like New York with the sounds in the background.
It feels right at home.
Yeah, right at home for you, like with the ambulances and polices and everything. So, why are manifestations and affirmations the place to start if you want to change your life? Why is that such a useful tool?
Okay. All right. So, let me bring it back before affirmations. It's really bringing awareness to the areas in your life that perhaps need enhancing or shifting in a positive way. And so we lean on affirmations to reprogram our subconscious mind into believing the things that we want to see in our lives. And here's the thing with affirmations, these words, these statements that we wish to embody, right? It starts with words, but then when we reprogram our mind, then it aligns with the life that we want. So if you think about it, both of you, the things that you habitually think about, whether you know it or not, you will see in your reality, right? And so we affirm on a conscious level the things that we want to when we use affirmations. But everybody's affirming at every moment of the day.
Even if it's negative.
100%.
Yeah. And is so bad. I won't get home in time. That's an affirmation too.
I actually have to share something which is funny. It's about Kelly. So Kelly was one of my first students in my academy. And one of the things that she's a really smart person. She's, you know, really great, all the things. And I don't know if she had realized that she had these limiting beliefs and that she had these stories and, you know. And so she did my exercise, one of my exercises, which you both have done. And she said, I can't believe the negative chatter that goes on in my mind. And I didn't even realize it. And one of the things she said is that when she was going to work and she was running late, she would call herself like a name, like a bad name, like I'm such a blank, because she was running late. This is the programming. So imagine you telling a child, you're so stupid, because they're late. What will that do for this child? And so Yeah, so it's really interesting. So the affirmations now, instead of saying I'm so stupid for running late, it's we're human, we run late. Maybe the affirmation is something different. I am working on being on time because it makes me feel good. How about you change the story right there? So this is where we start with affirmations.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Den här veckan så fortsätter vi vårt roliga sponsrade samarbete med Skinome, färsk hudvård. Produkter helt utan konserveringsmedel och andra onödiga tillsatser. Det här är ett svenskt hudvårdsföretag grundat av hudforskaren Dr. Johanna Gillbro. Och idag ska vi fortsätta prata om Skinomes innovativa solskyddsprodukter, eller hur Maria?
Ja, vi gillar ju båda att njuta av solen, liksom de flesta svenskarna. Solen är ju inte bara en källa till glädje och värme och ljus. Den är ju också vår främsta naturliga källa till D-vitamin, och det mår vi ju bra av. Och som alla vet kan för mycket solexponering medföra risker på grund av solens ultravioletta strålar, det vi kallar UV-strålning. Vi vet hur viktigt det är att skydda huden på bästa sätt. Och både Carina och jag har börjat använda Skinomes solskydd Sanne Malschen.
Ja, vår sponsor Skinome erbjuder två solskydd med olika solskyddsfaktor. Dels Sanne Malschen SPF 50+, och så den senaste nyheten Sanne Malschen SPF 30. Och båda de här ansiktsprodukterna går att använda som enda dagkräm om man vill, då de också innehåller både vårdande och återfuktande ingredienser samt prebiotika som stärker ditt mikrobiom.
Tänk på att applicera rikligt med solkräm just i ansiktet. Förutom att stärka skyddet mot cancer så kan du också minska risken för UV-inducerade ålderstecken. Och då talar vi om rynkor, pigmentfläckar och brustna blodkärl. Skinomes senaste nyhet, Sanne Malschen solskyddsfaktor 30, innehåller också en innovativ ingrediens från den svenska västkusten. Vi talar om algika som tillverkas just av alger. Studier visar att algika förstärker den solskyddande effekten av UV-filter och skyddar huden mot miljörelaterade luftföroreningar.
Ja, det här är innovativt. Skinomes solkrämer passar både barn och vuxna, även de med känslig hud. Om du blir osäker på om du ska ha solskyddsfaktor 50 eller 30, så kan du gå in på Skinomes hemsida och göra deras solskyddstest. Just nu så kan du prova Skinomes solskydd och övriga hudvårdsprodukter extra förmånligt. Med koden Hälsorevolutionen 20 så får du 20% rabatt under april månad. Rabatten gäller inte på redan nedsatta varor. Gå in på skinome.com och beställ den nya generationen solskydd.
So we are now at New Year's. It's a very dark time in Sweden, but it's also a great time for affirmations. And you know, we're very proud of ABBA, the Swedish band. So happy new year, and visions for a new year. This is all about what we're going to talk about today.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So as you see it, what holds us back from living the life we dreamt of?
I would say our own fears. Sometimes it's, most of the time, it's fears of the unknown, right? You don't know the outcome of something, so you rather stay safe than to pursue the quote unquote scary goal. And scary is not that this big, big dream. Not everybody's going after these big audacious dreams, and that's okay, mm-hmm. right? But even just something as maybe you want to switch jobs. Mm-hmm. Maybe you'd like to start your own business. Maybe you'd like to leave your marriage. Mm-hmm. Scary stuff, mm-hmm. right? Maybe you want to find new love, you know? So many different things. And I think the fear of, one, it not happening the way that you want it to happen, or fear of it just not happening, period, will stop people.
So what can holding back your life look like? The type of situations where we feel stuck, get stuck. What can it look, what are you seeing with your clients?
It can come in different ways. And what I see happening is I see particularly with women, I see when they want to move on up in the company, or they'd like to generate a certain amount of revenue, right? They work so hard and they are afraid to ask for the raise. They're afraid to even talk about it because they perhaps don't feel worthy of it. We've been told, you know, by society and all the things that you don't do that. That's an example career-wise of what maybe holding yourself back would look like in that area.
And your theory and the way you are teaching me and Karina is that before these manifest results, like maybe not being in a position where you feel comfortable or in the marriage, that comes after certain thoughts that you have within yourself, like programming. So what type of negative thoughts can we hold? Could you give some examples of what it can sound like? Because we talk a lot in the podcast about the tree we have inside ourselves, the Buddhist tree. It's a tree full of monkeys who are telling us things all the time. So what can these monkeys be telling us from within ourselves?
I love this visual, first off, these monkeys. Okay, first off, I just want to note that we have to befriend the monkeys and these voices, even if they're not the greatest voices, okay? Because they come from deep places within us. Some of the voices could look like, I am not enough. I am not pretty enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not worthy enough. Who am I to go and start a business? Who am I to find love again? Who am I to create new friendships? Who am I to fit into that circle, right? Who am I to want more money? Who am I to earn more money?
Can I just say, in Swedish, we call this the Jante law?
Yeah.
I think that's a Swedish expression,
yeah, it
right?
is. It was a Danish village called Jante,
yeah.
where everyone was super negative about themselves.
Yeah.
And then they have it in Denmark, too.
Yeah.
And everybody would say, I'm crap, but I'm even more crap than you are.
Yeah, and also this, you shouldn't think that you are something.
Yeah.
That some of us grew up with that.
Yeah.
But you can find it in the States, too, I guess.
Yeah. I think we can all say we've all had and have this voice. It's just human nature, right? I don't know anyone who's walking around only thinking that they're the greatest thing on earth and more. I think
I know some men actually who do. A gift to earth and mankind in all humility.
Okay, but I bet you if I met that person and we sat on that man and we sat one-on-one and I really talked to them and asked them certain questions, I would get different. The thing is, that person is not asking themselves the questions that really go beyond the surface and deeper. And that's a big part of this work.
So how can we start reprogram ourselves? What does it take from within ourselves to start understanding that we have this tree of monkeys and start talking to these voices and changing them? What does it take from us?
Well, it takes really just bringing an awareness to what these actual voices are, but like not what we think they are. No. What are you really saying to yourself in the privacy of your own mind? Are you being kind to yourself or are you being unkind? So you first, it starts with that. I call it a hyper awareness, right? And it takes a lot of courage to look at yourself in that way. And so from there, you have this awareness and now you're going to make a decision. You have a choice. If you want to keep believing these things about yourself or if you want to change it. And the only thing that is true is what you believe to be true. So you can either stick with that voice, those voices, or you can change them. And so this is the part about reprogramming your subconscious mind, reprogramming those limiting beliefs. With those negative limiting beliefs, now you can turn them around and you can choose other ones that serve you. And you're going to do this through one of the tools is the affirmations, saying the affirmations every single day.
You taught me a technique, if I may tell it back to you. When you're starting to sort through those thoughts, you will have many. We all have many. And some of them are not clear if they are like bringing you down or not. But you taught me thinking about what they do to my body. So if it's a thought that opens up the body, makes you feel free, light, happy, it's a good affirmation. Whereas if it's a thought that makes me feel like my shoulders go forward, I contract, my stomach contracts, my throat, everything, that is a limiting belief. Like there is like a physiological reaction almost in the body to these thoughts. Would you agree with what you have taught me? Or have I understood you correctly? 100%
stand by that statement. Yes, that's the body won't lie. And the thing is, you can't think your way out of like physically, you can't think your way out of that physical feeling, right? And here's the thing. One of the biggest things I think to learn is to discern using your body, to discern what is the limiting belief and what is real, what it's not, what feels good. And it's just as simple as just take a second to tune into your body. And I know not a lot of people do this because the idea or the thought is, I'm so busy, I don't have time to stop. It takes really just a couple of seconds, 15, 20 seconds to scan your body. Maybe we could do this right now while we're doing this interview. You know, you could just feel, tune into your body. That's a really big indicator if the affirmation or if the thought is serving you. If you're feeling contracted, then that means that there's something there that is not, you know, it's not good for your body. It's not good for, if it's not good for your body, then it's not good for you and your life.
So when you start having thoughts like, I'm losing out on love, I'm losing out on money, I'm losing out on friendship, I'm losing out on success, all these make your body go contract. Whereas if you start changing them, we're going to talk about that. But before that, some people would say, this is not a serious approach. Some people would say that the only thing that counts is either action, what you do, that would be a criticism, or the other kind of train of thought would be that society needs to change. You know, I don't have friends because we live in an unfriendly society. My salary is bad because people like me are discriminated against. Or I don't have success at my job because people at my department never get promoted. So we need to change that first before I can take an action. And there could be some validity to all of these arguments, can't there be?
Yeah. I mean, all of that is valid. And we also have a choice with what we want to do with that. There's a lot of things in our lives that are out of our control.
And unfair.
And unfair, yes. So I definitely, this approach is not to negate the realities of the world. And taking action is absolutely necessary. But I also understand people may feel almost in a prison sometimes because they feel like, well, there's nothing I can do. But that perspective of there's nothing I can do, that's what will keep you there and will keep you stuck.
It's a thought that constricts your body, that pulls your body together. Yeah. Yeah.
And we all have a choice. So, okay, maybe you are in an environment at work where no one does get promoted. So now you have to ask yourself, well, is this the environment that I want to stay in 10, 15, 20 years from now? And I'm not saying get up and quit your job, but maybe just maybe you can start to open yourself up to other opportunities. Mm. Perhaps put some feelers out, you know, and even the friendship thing. Oh, you know, like you said, you know, maybe there's not great people are in the area or whatever the case may be. Well, we live in a world where we have so many resources now. You know, you, all of us, you and I, you know, the two of us, the three of us here, we've met and we live in different places of the world, right? And I don't think you know this. I don't think you know this, Maria and Karina. But a couple of years ago, I wanted to manifest women like you. And I wrote about this and I had affirmations about this. And it was, you know, it was, I want to meet, you know, these wonderful heart leading women impacting the world where we can support each other. And everything was all over the world. You think I knew people all over the world? Like, you know, but I started with this, with this open, you know, kind of mind of just putting it out there.
Beautiful.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Denna vecka har vi ett betalt samarbete med Bosch som precis har kommit ut med sin nya köksmaskin serie 6. Och jag har ju alltid älskat att baka och har tänkt att jag vill baka lite oftare eftersom det gör mig så glad. Och nu har jag hittat ett sätt som gör det både enklare och smidigare.
Vad kul! Och vad ska du baka för något?
Ja, men igår så testade jag att baka bananbröd som jag gillar väldigt mycket eftersom det även är ganska hälsosamt. Jag hade i valnötter och inte så mycket socker som det står i receptet. Och först tänkte jag att det skulle vara krångligt att baka med en bakmaskin, för det har jag aldrig gjort innan. Och jag skulle sätta ihop olika delar, trodde jag. Men så var det inte, utan jag känner redan att serie 6 är en pålitlig vän i köket, för det var faktiskt väldigt enkelt.
Ja, vi är ju lite lika där, Karina. Tycker ibland att det är jobbigt med för mycket bruksanvisningar av teknisk karaktär, men den här gången var det kul.
Ja, Bosch serie 6 är en väldigt snygg och cool köksmaskin, bara en sån sak. Den levereras ihopsatt och det är inte svårt att förstå hur man ska komma igång. Jag håller fortfarande på att utforska alla funktioner och automatiska program. Bland annat så har den smarta sensorer som gör bakningen enklare genom att den känner av när det du bakar har perfekt konsistens. Och därtill så har den en unik 3D-mixning som efterliknar handknådning och fångar upp alla ingredienser så att inget lämnas kvar i botten av skålen, vilket ju kan vara irriterande annars. Ja, jag får återkomma lite närmare till just den funktionen när jag bakar bröd nästa gång. Eller om jag ska baka kanelbullar, det var ju länge sedan.
Jag vet ju, det gillar ju du, det är ju väldigt gott. Och det här med 3D-mixningen låter ju väldigt spännande. Hur ofta funderar man inte på om degen verkligen blir genomarbetad när det står knåda väl i receptet, eller hur?
Ja, precis. Och för mig är det viktigt att det är enkelt att lyckas med bakningen, för att jag ska liksom dra igång ett bakprojekt. Och jag tycker att serie 6 gör bakningen ännu mer lustfylld genom att den är så enkel att hantera. Det gäller bara att välja program och sen kan man luta sig tillbaka medan maskinen gör jobbet. Eller varför inte fixa köket medan degen knådas?
Låter perfekt. Bors nya serie 6 finns att köpa redan nu hos Power. Och där kan man även få mer info om köksmaskinen. Och vi återkommer snart med mer inspiration och berättar hur det går med Karinas vårbakning.
We have now identified our thoughts. Maybe written them down, found out which ones are making us stronger, more open, and which ones are pulling us down. So we start looking at the ones that pull us down. What can we start doing with them?
So the ones that pull us down, I think that from a practical perspective, writing them out, just kind of taking a pen, paper, old school, write them out, and then start to affirm the opposite.
So what does that sound like? Can you give an example?
Of course. Maybe if the thought is, I'm so irresponsible with money. I'm so terrible with money. You know, maybe if it's something like this, right? So then the affirmation could be something like, I am in the process of healing my relationship with money. I like to
use
that.
So you don't have to manifest like you have arrived at the total opposite, but you can manifest the process of working with the problem.
Yes. And the reason I said I started here with that is because if you go from maybe perhaps living paycheck to paycheck, very tight with money and feeling like you don't have enough and there's never enough, the affirmation that you choose to say, because maybe it's what you think it needs to be, the opposite is, I am a millionaire, but you're living paycheck to paycheck, you might think it's ridiculous. Mm. And for most people, that might sound ridiculous. Mm. So I would say, and this is why people won't do the affirmations, because they're going to say, this doesn't work. Mm. Of course it doesn't work, because you can't buy into you going from paycheck to paycheck one day, and then you're saying, you in the morning, 9 a.m., you're going to work, you're living paycheck, and then 5 p.m. in the afternoon, and now you're saying this affirmation, you're not going to be a millionaire, right? Mm. So it sounds ridiculous. Mm. So I think that starting from a place that feels good, I mean, that just feels good. If you say, I am in the process of healing my relationship, or I'm in the process of opening my heart up to love. Mm. I'm in the process of being open to new friendships. I'm in the process of healing my autoimmune disease. Mm. This is a transitional words that can really help you buy into it.
Yeah. So if we make that very practical, what's a negative affirmation about love? I will never find love. I will never find deep love. So what could an affirmation working with this be instead?
I would start with myself. So I would have them start with themselves with love, because the relationship with love starts with yourself first. Mm. So I would probably affirm something like, I am worthy of love. I am worthy of loving. I am lovable. I'm a loving human. I'm an expansive, loving soul. So I gave you like 6. Sorry, just love. So I'm going to keep going.
Yeah.
So things like this.
Yeah. And if you have a manifest disease, the doctors are not manifestors. That's not their thing. They're good at other things. And they have told you, you have cancer, or you have autoimmune disease, or you have a bad back, and it looks like this on the x-ray, you know, you've seen it. How can you work even in like really concrete situations like that with manifestation?
Yeah, when something's very black and white and the results are the results. Yeah. Well, I think that affirming things about your health, like I am capable of achieving perfect health. I'm capable of healing. I'm capable of working through this disease. Like, work with it. Because if it's the reality, it's okay to acknowledge it too. So I think that, you know, I will do everything I can to align myself with my health, right? I will make the right decisions when it comes to food and nutrition, all the different things to really affirm, you know, whatever will make you feel better with your health. Mm. You don't have to say things like, I will heal. You could. Don't get me wrong. You could say these things too.
Things can heal.
But 100%, I welcome miracles is one of my favorite. I welcome miracles. And you can use that in any department of your life. Mm-hmm. Love, health, everything. I welcome miracles.
Wow. Wonderful. That's a new favorite.
Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful. So can you do this work alone, or do you need a coach or a friend? What's the process?
You can absolutely do this work alone. But it starts with informing yourself about this. You can inform yourself through a book, or books, podcasts, like your wonderful podcast here. And then, yes, working with coaches and mentors. Mm. I'm a big believer myself because I also work with a coach. Mm. And and then you can do this also. I started with my friend. Mm. I wanted to be held accountable and I wanted to talk through this stuff. And one of my really dear friends, we started to do this together. Mm. And so, yeah, you can do this by yourself. And I think the hardest part is just holding yourself accountable. Mm. And when you don't see yourself getting results, people tend to quit. Mm. Mm. So when you work with a coach, a good coach will never let you quit. Mm.
So let's say you start changing your beliefs from the restrictive thoughts to other type of thoughts that will open you and make you feel stronger, more joyful about your process. How can you know if the thing you are changing into will work for you? Can you just do what feels good, or should there be other criteria when you choose your new affirmation? We will be giving examples of concrete affirmations, but can you just do it randomly? What works for you is good?
Yeah. So believe it or not, yeah, it's about the feeling. And we talked about this a lot. It's about the feeling. Sometimes it's the practical way. It's not going to feel good in our bodies. And I know that this sounds a little bit out there, woo-woo, feeling in our bodies, you know, but our body never lies. Think about it. If you're going down a really dark alleyway, you feel kind of like nervous. You feel your body's kind of contracting, right? So listening to that intuition when you're choosing affirmations and not judging them. Like, you don't have to judge the affirmations. Mm. If there's something that feels good for you to say, say it, right? If an affirmation is like, I want to dance every single day and it makes me so happy, great. First off, go do it, please. And let's do it together. I'll do it. I'll dance with you. But yeah, it's about choosing things that really feel good in your body, feel good for you. They may not always make sense. And they don't always have to make sense. But this takes, I just want to say, this is like a level two of manifestation to think this way and approach it in that way. Level one would be more of a practical perspective, which is choosing sentences, statements that align with the life that you want to have. Right?
So can you give a practical example?
Sure. So choose the department of your life that you want to improve. So we've spoken about love, health. So I guess love. So maybe if you are looking to allow love into your life and attract love into your life, something practical that you can say is I open myself up to new love coming into my life. Or you could be more specific. If you are a specific manifester, we're all different types of manifestors. I'm not a specific manifester. Always, I'm a mixture. So if someone has very specific ideas and thoughts, great, go for it. If it feels good, let's do it.
Exactly what the love should look like. How tall?
Yes.
You know, eye color.
No. Yes. And I would, to be honest, I would shy away from that. I would probably not always go down that route because you can, if you're not the type of person to attach yourself to a specific outcome. Because what happens is if you start to get very specific with the manifestations and in such detail from eye color to height to whatever it is, they smell a certain way, they use this cologne, whatever it may be, you might reject the other people that may come to your life because they don't match that. So you automatically think, well, no, that's not the person.
And it's a bit restrictive starting to think about that.
Yes, like that. That's why I don't do that. That's why when I manifested my home, I was not specific. I didn't even know the area. Mm. I just knew certain specific things, nature, feel good, trees. Mm. This could be anywhere, you know, but I wanted that feeling. So I start with the feeling of what it feels like. And I let myself be open to other possibilities. Mm. So that with love, if you're open, you just never know what comes, what can come your way.
And if it feels scary to say an affirmation like that, what should you do?
Yeah, so if it feels scary, I would go beneath the layers a bit. Is it scary because you're truly just not in a place where you're ready for this? Or is it scary because you don't want to be rejected? Is it scary because you don't want to be judged? Is it scary because you don't know what will happen, so you'd rather not even try? You don't know if you still got it, you know, whatever the case may be. So discern which scary. Is it the good scary? Or is it the scary that really is like trying to keep you safe because you're in fact not ready for something? Mm-hmm. Right? So you have to really discern which one it is.
When I made you a long list about changes I wanted to do in my life when you were coaching me, you just came back and said, Maria, I want more scary goals from you. So let's talk about scary goals. And I gave you a list of six things, which I am all now in the process of. One is done and the other five ones are still there. And they are like life-changing things for me. Maybe not to someone else, but for me. Like, so what do you mean with scary goals? And why did I get that task?
So the reason I told you, hey, these goals are great, but let's go to the really scary ones, because I feel like oftentimes there are two lists that people make. It's the first one, that it's the list of goals, the should list. What should my goals be? So they'll pick the things, the goals that they think they should be doing. I should be in this place in my career.
Meditate twice a day, you know, or be have a position, or it's this outside thinking about ourselves.
Yeah,
maybe
it's the should ones come from influences outside of ourselves most of the time. It could be our upbringing. It could be the voice of society. Friends, we're influenced, right? Most of the time it's influenced by others and what they think we should be doing. That's the first list, Maria. Then there's a second list that you never created.
So basically a bullshit list.
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
Okay,
is.
That was my parrot kind of going. Yeah. And then you said, okay, Maria, let's start working on this now.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's a second list that most people never make, let alone follow through with. And that's the BJG, the big, juicy goals. That's what this is. And the reason I do that is because it's a little bit more welcoming when we do that for the listeners here.
Or a deep list. It goes to deeper desires.
It's deeper. It allows us to dream bigger. Mm. It allows us to live a bit more fuller and more in purpose. Mm. And so this scary goal list is, if you could manifest anything, right? What would be so much fun to see manifest? What would make you feel inspired and in purpose if it manifested? And if you write these things down, they will look very different most of the time from that first list. And if you suspend, whoever does this, I just need to say, please, before you create this list, do me a favor. I know the listeners don't know me very well, but we're getting cool here. They're getting to know me. If they could do me a favor and they could suspend two things before they do this list, suspend all doubt and suspend all disbelief about what is possible. Before you create this list, you're going to do me that favor. And then you're going to write out what would be so much fun to manifest. And then what would make you feel so inspired and in purpose if it manifested. And those are your scary goals right there.
So it's not scary. It's like deep fun, because it's not fun as in having a bar night, which is lovely too. I love that. But this is like the deep fun.
Yeah.
The deep joy.
Yeah. Happy. Meaningful.
Long-term goals. Deep, meaningful joy list.
The things that you wake up in the morning, even if you're exhausted and tired, but you wake up knowing that you're in purpose and it feels good and you're in alignment with yourself.
When you start doing these exercises with your clients, what type of goals pop up on that deeper list?
So I just want to say that I'm going to preface this with, the clients that I work with are really big dreamers and thinkers. And it's... So I'm going to just share what it is.
Without sharing any confidences.
Of course. Some of clients want to impact millions of people around the world with their message, right? It's positive, beautiful messages. Some of the big, also scary goals is launching a new business, something that has not been done before, right? And as a woman, because I work with women, right? It could be things as practical also as really just taking the self-care time in the middle of running a household, having a career, all the things, like actually being able to manifest and not feel guilty for taking some time for yourself. So there's like different goals that people have.
Yeah. And it's individual.
It is. It's very
what works on this deeper level.
Love is a big one that a lot of women come to me for love, because they'll have the career, they'll have all the things that they wanted, but love is the thing that sometimes they struggle with. And so this is a big one. I want to meet the love of my life. And that's a big, and that can feel scary to accept this into your life.
So when you have now done your goals, whether they are scary or deep or juicy or joyful, how you now phrase it, what do you start doing with that list if we look at it? One technique you taught me was to make recordings on my phone with my own voice. So I listen to my goals twice a day. I've got three lists. I've got my, this is what I want with my life, this is who I am, and my scary goal list, three times a day.
So what can they do? What's an actionable step that you can do after you create this list? Well, first off, sometimes it's a really long list. So what I would do is I would not overwhelm myself, and I would choose maybe 5 to 10 of these goals and focus on those. And so then I would create the affirmations based off of these goals, and I would record them on my phone, like I suggest you do, and I would listen to them. I would listen to these affirmations.
Do you have music with your recordings?
I do.
I do too.
I do.
I've chosen music that works with the emotions. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm. That for me, and like you said, music really adds that effect. It makes me feel good, and it makes me want to listen to them, and it makes me calm, feel very calm as well. So I'll add music. And just for everyone who is not tech savvy, it's very easy. Take your phone, use a voice recording on your phone, and just start recording. And then for the song, you could just open your computer, go on YouTube. There's so many different beautiful instrumental songs. Just let it play in the background while you record. Done. Signed, sealed, and delivered. Done.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly how I did it. Yeah, that's
I'm going to make new affirmations for 2024. That's for sure. I did the whole journey with you, which has been so transforming. But then you have to, restart again.
Yes,
I believe you. You're not like done with it. This is something you can continue to do all your life,
absolutely,
right?
Mm-hmm. Well, as you evolve, you continue. You know, someone said to me the other day, "When does this stop? This is exhausting." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Well, when you stop evolving."
Exactly. So let's say you have now your playlist with your positive affirmations. You have the music in the background that makes you open up even more. What then happened? Because you talk a lot about aligned action. So what does that mean?
Yeah, so you have the affirmations, and that's great. And that will only get you so far. That will maybe, start to get your mind going, and that will align your thoughts. When your thoughts align with the things you want, then you start to show up in a different way and you start to take the aligned action. And so let's say one of the goals, let's just go with love because we're talking about love. And so let's say if the thing that you want to see manifest in your life is love, then what is an aligned action you can take? Well, maybe you can put yourself in different scenarios, situations, where you can maybe meet people. And I'm not saying go up to strangers and start talking to people. You could certainly, if that's your personality, but take yourself to dinner. You know, if your friends invite you out somewhere, go, be open. You never know who you're going to meet. You don't know who you're going to meet walking there on your way there, right? So take certain things. Take a love workshop. You know, sometimes this is like uncomfortable. Just be open. So that would be like actionable things, but also make it about yourself too. So start working on yourself and your worthiness and uncovering what do you, you know, what's potentially blocking you. That's an actionable step for love. Mm-hmm. You know, discovering about yourself and what has blocked you in the past. So I think these are actionable steps when it's something like career or work or that like kind of practical, or even if you want to buy a house, your dream home somewhere, right? What are some practical steps? Some people say, well, I don't have the money, so I can't take action. That is not true. You can take action. Start to do research. What will it take? What do you need to save, or what do you need to put aside? How much will it be? What does that mean? Okay, that means you're being mindful about your spending now, right? Daydream a little bit about the areas. Go and take a look at these homes. You know, some people will say, well, no, I'm not going to go look at homes if I'm not even ready. No, don't wait till you're ready. Nobody's ever really ready, right? Go and visit these places. And you guys have experience with this. You know, you have experience, Karina. And so these are actionable things that you can do. And sometimes the actionable things are more creative than they are practical. And that's okay, too. But you don't know who you're going to meet at the open house of this new home. And perhaps the owner falls in love with you and you strike a deal.
So we're going to go into more concrete things about love, business, economy, jobs, etc. But just to finish this off, this first episode with you, how do you start your new year? How do you pick your goals for the new year?
I start my new year by, I sit, I'm by myself, maybe the week before, and I have these journaling prompts, and I journal by asking myself certain questions. Who do I want to be this year? What do I want to receive? What do I want to give? And how do I want to feel? So I start with these four questions, and then I ask, and then I do the goal list, and I create my vision board with pictures from magazines and everything, and words, and I sit in and meditate with it. And it's not always perfect. I just want to say to everybody, sometimes I'm like, I forgot my vision board, and it's 12, almost midnight, and I'm like, I have to create this, and I'm going crazy. And Jeff is like, what are you doing? It's almost the new year. So it's not always perfect, but I try to be intentional with my time right before the new year.
You have given me a workbook, which I'm still working with, or I've taken it into my own journaling. And these four questions I ask myself every morning, how do I want to feel today? What am I today? It's so interesting because when I look back the day after, it has become exactly like that. I cannot believe how this works. And I'm a trained scientist. So I'm just putting it out there, okay? I'm putting it out there. So I can vouch for these questions being very, very powerful.
Vi kommer att skriva ner de här frågorna i programbeskrivningen så att ni har dem tydligt och klart om ni vill börja med den här härliga manifestationsresan.
So thank you Maria and Kelly. Thank you. And we are going to come back in the next two programs. We will start working with the specifics. So the next episode is going to be about relationships, health and our inner worlds. And the episode after that is going to be about work, money and housing. Thank you.
Så häng med i vår serie där du kan manifestera ditt bästa nya år.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.